HDP podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. Our mission here today is to change the culture of tennis, having one conversation at a time through a more positive and holistic approach. And today I have Linda here, and you are my first pickleball person. So I'm so excited, you know, with being primarily involved in tennis. Obviously, my heart is in tennis, but I think there's so many cool things that pickleball does offer. And for some of the tennis fans out there who do not like pickleball, I want them to hear your story, because it really is amazing how different sports, and I love racket sports all around. It's just a very healthy sport. And in sharing your story, I hope people can see that there really is a need for something like pickleball out there. And then, you know, maybe if people venture into tennis, of course, that's what I'd want. But, you know, at the end of the day, if people are healthy and active, that's what I love. So we initially met through Serve the Future. You came and spoke to the kids, and I love what you talked about. It really hit my heart, and I was very inspired through some of the challenges that you've been through, and then just your message for the kids was really impactful on me. So when I heard your story, I was like, oh my gosh, I definitely want you to come on the podcast. So Linda, if you could share, you know, some of your background and then how you got into pickleball and really how it changed your life through playing that sport. So please go ahead and share all the good things.
Thank you. First of all, I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be the first pickleballer. You know, that's quite brave. Especially speaking to a bunch of tennis people. There is, of course, that rivalry. It's like, oh, you're a pickleballer, I'm a tennisist. Oh, you know. But I have played with a number of tennis people. And I will just say out there, I love playing with people who play tennis because they're amazing on the court. The only thing they have to do is stay out of the kitchen. But everything else, they're absolutely amazing to play with. So thank you again for having me here. And it was an honor to, you know, meet you at the event when we got to speak with the kids. So I really came to pickleball in a very unique way. It was one of those things where my friend and I, in order to keep our sanity during COVID, we take very, very long walks. We were walking up in Scottsdale and we were walking by and we kept seeing, you know, these people, like, I'm going to say older people because I'm in that category, but older people playing on what we thought were tennis courts. And we were walking by and we're like, what is that? And 2 weeks went by and we were walking by. And then finally we like got really curious and we went over to the fence and we started looking, and they were playing pickleball and we had never seen this. So I looked it up online, pickleball thing, coming to find out that it has been around since like 1965. It came from Washington, doing all the nerding out stuff on it. So I went back home that night and I, you know, of course went on Amazon. And I went ahead and got the cheapest Amazon paddle I could find because I didn't know what I was doing. And my friend and I just, we went over to Pecos Park. That's where we started. And we started to play. They were very much more athletic than I was. And so they excelled pretty quickly. And I was still just trying to hit the ball and get it over. And I was like, what the heck is a dink? So just kind of learning. And they encouraged me to kind of talk to some of the people there. One lady in particular, and her husband were playing. He said, you should go like talk to them and see, you know, kind of what they're doing. And they kind of moved up onto the Scottsdale crew and started playing with them. But I did. And this lady was amazing. Her and her husband welcomed me. I actually never got to play sports as a kid. I was a dancer all my life. And I still am, but I was literally that kid on the playgrounds who had the asthma inhaler and, you know, allergies out the yin yang. So I never got to really do PE because my lungs were just not going to let me do it. And so, yeah, I was the kid last picked to play dodgeball or kickball or anything like that. And so I started to embrace this. And this lady and her husband, they brought me in and we started playing, and they were so patient because I am telling you, I was no bueno. I was no good at this. So we'd play at night, and all of a sudden there was this group of ladies that kind of came together. It was 5 of us. And we actually called ourselves the Pecos Park Pickleball Ninjas, all rights reserved. but we did. And we were playing when it was super hot. I mean, we'd get out there at 5 in the morning and we'd play when it was super cold. We had like these little ninja things that we'd wear over our faces to keep our faces warm. And it was wonderful because not only was I enthusiastic about the sport, which I did, you know, you went through the whole thing where it was like, I have the Amazon paddle. I'm like, no, that's not. Yep. Now I need a better paddle. I think I got like 6 paddles over a span of time. And I got the pickleball shoes and the pickleball little outfit. But we supported each other. And so it was growing a love for the game and growing, you know, being able to play at my age. And you know, enjoy it and have fun. And these ladies, they just, it was so wonderful, the strong friendship we had, and we relied on each other. And it's just, we'd go out on the court and not only were we playing, but we're talking about what's going on in your life and what support do you need? And just, like I tell you, my pickleball ninjas, they're amazing women and we help each other. So it's not just the sport, but it's the social, the friendships that you can develop. And our group expanded. It went beyond the five core women. We started getting the husbands involved and the boyfriends involved and, you know, people that we worked with involved. I actually got to play when I first started with Leslie Banks, you know,
yeah,
and, so
yeah.
And she took pity on me. She is, of course, hardcore tennis, amazing player, but she taught me, you know, and she was teaching me the basics. And so being able to connect outside of the board work we did to do that. So just an amazing experience. And like I said, you get into it and it's not just the athleticism of it, but you start building that confidence. And I actually wound up getting a coach, Miles, over at Pecos Park. He's phenomenal and patient. And I took lessons from him. And I actually wound up doing my first couple of King Court round robins back in April of this year. And the first time I went out, I got fifth place.
Nice.
And the second time I went out, I got fourth place. And Miles was just like, hey, look at Linda, though, you know, and to be that kid who came from being picked last and now being somebody who was being recognized by their coach and could even have a coach.
Yeah.
And people want to play with, you know, mm-hmm. And so they're like, hey, we want Linda or I want to partner with Linda. It's just an amazing experience. And it's so much fun. Like I've taken my mom out to the pickleball court with me sometimes. And my mom's 80. She sits there and she's like, you know, Lindy, people out here are just so happy. And I'm like, yes, we're very happy people. For the majority, you'll have one or two that's just a little super competitive or they know the rules better than everyone. But for the most part, people just, they're just fun. And I know tennis is amazing. I tried doing tennis with my dad when I was a kid and I just frustrated the heck out of him because I wasn't hitting the ball over the net. I was hitting it over the back. Like, you know, the big, huge green walls, that's where I was hitting it. But pickleball just is fun.
Yeah. I love that even as an adult in pickleball, you can pick up and play. However, you know, you could say that about tennis as well. But with pickleball, you know, I went on holiday with my family a few weeks ago and all of us were on court, from my dad, who's 73 years old, to my nephew, who's 3 years old. And we could all be on the court having fun. You don't need a ton of technique and skill to be able to play. If you're able to move a little bit, you can go out and play. And when I saw that and how much fun my family was having, I was just like, this is why pickleball is really unique. And it is needed. Like in America, we need a sport like that right now. We need to get people active and outside. Honestly, say if pickleball was at the point, like, you know, having the professional teams that are out there now, if they had that like 10, 15 years ago, played pro tennis and then gone to that, because, you know, with having my own back injury, it stopped me to be able to compete. It stopped me coaching for almost 5 years. And now I don't serve anymore. And then I see pickleball. I'm like, you don't have to do any over the shoulder type of stuff. And it's just so much, I think, easier on your body as well. So it's almost like, you know, when you said you weren't able to play as a kid certain sports and whatnot, I'm like, this would have been a great sport for kids to, you know, get involved and at least get some exercise or get that eye-hand coordination going that's going to help their overall development. When I heard your story with all of that, it was amazing. And it really shows no matter what age you are, you can start. And I do remember you sharing a little bit how, you know, when you were young, you were the last picked. And so that really lowered your confidence. And it was like, as when you were coming back and playing, can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
So, and the nice thing about pickleball is it's a much smaller court than tennis. I'm only 5'2" and a half. I have really tiny legs. That's another thing about pickleball is you can cover the court a lot better mm-hmm. than you can. But yes, growing up, I suffered from severe asthma and most of it was allergy induced. And it really was hard. I was also a smart kid. So I was like that nerd kid too. So you throw all that on there. And I was super short. Just, it killed my confidence. You know, the only thing that really saved me throughout was I still could dance. For whatever reason, I could still dance. I mean, I know dance is a sport, but I never considered it as a sport like pickleball or tennis or kickball or soccer. I just never had that. And just to go from years of that is when you're a kid, it's super hard and you don't understand why. It affects every facet of your life when you're like that and you have a disability. You know, that's quite significant. Growing up that way was hard. And then being able to like I said, come to pickleball. And it was bumpy in the first because, you know, getting out there, COVID, you know, we were doing the walking, but we hadn't been doing anything really else. The gyms were closed and everything else. But being able to then get out on the court and you slowly build, right? You slowly build. And like I said, my friend was much more athletic than I was. And they kind of shot off and went off the set still, which was hard, you know, because I was like, oh, we kind of started this together. But I get it, you know, much more competitive. I was out there for funsies. And Leslie can tell you that. Like, I was like, I'm just going to have fun. You know, I'm just trying to learn how to score. Because the scoring, honestly, is the hardest part of pickleball. Like, that and janking. But just, you know, getting out there and then, you know, building up my lung capacity and building up my body. And I will say a side great thing was about losing weight and muscle tone and everything else. But the confidence it grew in me, and especially at my age, it was just, wow, like you can do it. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to try something new. One thing I've really especially been unfortunately seen is we're not promised tomorrow. So I would tell people, just try it. Just have fun. Like I said, the tennis players that are going to listen to this, you're freaking amazing at pickleball. I'll tell you that right now. The only thing is, again, stay out of the kitchen, but you will dominate and you'll have fun, you know. And I will tell you, there was a part where I started getting more confident in myself and my abilities, especially my serve. I got a good serve that, you know, I didn't have to use my asthma spray as more. And I didn't have to take the allergy medicine as much anymore. And I think it was a combination of the confidence building, the activity, of course, building up my lung capacity, but also that group that I was building around me. You know, just when you're like going to the gym and you're going by yourself, I'm going to liken it to this. Most of us aren't going to get up and go to the gym by ourselves. We're like, oh, it's cold outside or it's hot outside. I don't want to get up. But when you have other people who are so excited to see you on the other side waiting for you, it gets you up in the morning. And you've got to do something. Whether it's pickleball, whether it's anything, something that gets you up in the morning and connects you with others, because we're meant to be connected. Like you'll find your tribe. This life is not meant to be lived in a silo. And like I said, we're not promised tomorrow. So try. You know, I mean, people look at me and they're like, you're kind of a risk taker, Linda. And I kind of am, because I've done a lot of things where my physical abilities weren't going to really allow me. But you know what? I try. And if it's great, like pickleball, it became a habit. And it's just fun and it's just engaging. And it gets you out of bed. It gets you away from your TV, your phone, your computer, your work, and make that time for yourself. That is what's so important. Is people, we get wrapped up in the world. We get wrapped in the politics and everything that's swirling around us, especially as you mentioned right now. We need to get people out. People need to get out and moving, because there's so much that could take you down right now. And yeah, it was quite a journey for me. And I'm really glad that I took the risk and I took the jump. And like I said, I became an extremely enthusiastic. I was wearing, you know, the dink shirt, the dink hat. And the other thing that's really great is now we have so many places, especially here around the valley, where people can go and socialize and play pickleball. You know, they're opening like crazy. And at Padel, I think, is another one that's coming out. But just, it's fun. And it's, so I come from a family that has Alzheimer's and dementia that runs through it. My great-grandmother had it. My grandmother had it. My mom's starting to kind of get in there a little bit. But and I think it's just because she's 80. But it's good for your mind. Any paddle sports, you tennis folks, you know, racquetball players, pickleball is showing also to have the same effects. We're keeping the mind sharp. So that's another great benefit of it. And I love that, because if that's something in my genes, I want to stay that off as long as I can. And if I could do that by doing something like pickleball, please sign me up. You also mentioned something too about, you know, how you just recently went on that vacation with your family and you had everyone in their 70s to 3-year-olds out on the thing. I too like that, because it does, it spans all age brackets. And I've played with the young whippersnappers, you know, the older crew, they're both amazing. And for different reasons, because you'll sit there and you'll go out on the court, you'll see this older person and they're like, oh, I'm going to kick their butt. Oh no, they will show you, because most of them are retired and they spend hours on the court and they will show you their skill.
Yeah.
And I've been schooled a couple of times by that. I'm like, this is easy. Went, no. And then the young kids, you know, I have a daughter who's, I keep trying to get out on the pickleball court one of these days.
Yeah.
She's like 17, 18 years old, you know, so it ranges all over, you know, the sport. So it's not age limited.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit.
I think you pointed out something that's really, that can hold a lot of people back. What would you tell someone who's just trying something new? You know, say, for example, pickleball or even going to the gym. A lot of the time you'll hear people, they feel intimidated. You know, there's already people who are a lot more active or look more athletic. What would you tell that person, even if, you know, they don't feel like they're athletic or over weight or whatever it may be for them, but they do want to ultimately go, but they're feeling intimidated because of who's around them.
You know what? I think it's absolutely intimidating. I know I was intimidated when I first started because I didn't know if I was going to be able to breathe on the court, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, going to the gym is the same way. I'd say this. There's a couple different approaches. I say, if you can have a buddy, get a buddy. Get a buddy, someone that you trust, someone that, you know, if you say, hey, let's try something new, they'll be in it with you. Mm-hmm. For me, that was extremely important. It helped me get over the jitters. I knew that this person, I had no problem looking silly in front of. I mean, it was my friend. I mean, they could look silly in front of me. I could look silly in front of them. And we weren't going to think anything different. Someone who's really reliable, you know, someone who's consistent. Mm-hmm. So don't get that person who you know is always only going to go once and be like, I'm kind of done, because that's going to slow you down. Give yourself grace. Breathe. But trying something new is always can be very intimidating. But give yourself grace in that, you know, you can. It's okay to mess up. It's okay that you're learning. And find your why. Why are you doing it? Why? I do this with everything in life. Like, why are you here? Why are you thinking of going and doing pickleball? Why are you thinking of going to the gym? Like with the gym, it's kind of obvious. Like, well, I want to have a healthy body and I want to be around maybe for my kids and my grandkids, or, you know, I want to be able to fit in that dress that, or those pants that didn't maybe were fit so well the other day. But that why is going to get you up in the morning. If you don't have that, if that's not something you're clear on, it's going to be a wash. And that goes for anything in life. If you don't have a clear understanding, because you're the one that has to do it. You know, it's not like when you're a kid and, you know, it's like your mom or dad have to sit there and go, hey, you know, you got to get in there. It's not all about them. It's because you're the one that has to get up and you're the one that has to put in the work. And for us, you know, when I started doing pickleball, it was me out there in 100 and some odd degree weather trying to learn how to play pickleball. Yeah. But we had the sprinklers and like a bunch of little girls, us pickleball ninjas would go ahead and run in those sprinklers to cool down. But you have to understand the why of it. And like I said, grace, get yourself a good buddy who's reliable. So those would be kind of my three. And remember that we do only get one trip around this world, and don't miss the opportunity. I mean, don't be so scared that you paralyze yourself from the opportunity, because opportunities don't always come around. We have to be able to jump on them. Have faith that whatever brought you to it'll get you through it.
I love that. I think that is amazing. And it's so true. You know, a lot of the time we think, oh, there will be another chance. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes we do only have that one opportunity. If the reason is because, you know, we're ourselves holding us back from doing it, you know, you're going to regret that. You know, I'm definitely a type of person where, like, I want to live life with no regrets, right? Linda, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story. I really appreciate it and how much, you know, pickleball has impacted your life in more ways than one. So thank you so much. And if you guys like these tales, please share, like, and subscribe.